Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Mutto at Midnight with your host, Mutto Sasquatch. Mutto is a shaman who works with the written and spoken word. He has played his flute, offers sacred smoke in the four directions. Please join Mutto in sacred ceremony. And now, Mutto at Midnight.
So does that mean I can start talking? Okay. Hi, folks. Welcome to Mutto at Midnight. I'm your host, Mutto Sasquatch. Thank you for joining me this evening. I'm speaking to you from Condor Eagle Central Command. Wasn't expecting to be here this weekend, but I was invited by Chief Iggy to participate in a couple of events, one of which was this evening, and we'll spend a little bit of time talking about that, probably. Chief Iggy is here with me this evening. Say hello to the good folks.
Hello, good folks.
Hello, good folks. How are you? We were just observing that usually when we work like this, Iggy's sitting in the command seat, and I'm sitting across the desk from him in the passenger seat, if you will. Today, those roles are switched. So could you tell us what it feels like to be in the other chair?
I don't know, just kind of funny to look at you on my switchboard command.
Yeah, get a picture of you with the cucumber box over your head and see.
Should I take a picture like?
Yeah,
like
whatever. What people read into that?
I think you read it.
I didn't read anything into it. I think it was Mark who brought
it up.
Mark,
yeah.
Oh, this was a tiring day. I'm quite tired. And we were just got off the road a few minutes ago. It's one of those things. Sometimes the show doesn't get off to a really sharp start because I'm used to sitting. And I think this is your habit too, Iggy. But I'm used to sitting for some time, sort of maybe not always meditating, sometimes meditating, but at least thinking about the show.
Yeah, I do that.
And it never turns out. You know, I never end up talking about what I think I'm going to talk about. But that process of sitting for at least a half an hour, just focusing on the hardware and how the show's going to start, and at least the words I'm going to say at the beginning, so that it doesn't sort of stumble out of the gate. But when you just walk out of the car and up the frozen driveway, and into the house, and I run to the restroom, and Iggy checks in with his wife, and then we're both down here, and all of a sudden the show starts. Mm-hmm. It gets to be, I don't know, about the only thing you can do is sit down and tell people about the experience, the horrifying experience of being thrust into the show before you're absolutely ready to do so.
Yeah.
So I think I'm going to pull a card.
Oh yeah, go ahead. Go ahead, pull my card.
I'm gonna pull one of Iggy's cards here because he's right beside. So I'm sitting in his seat, and this is all his stuff sitting here in front of me. Here's one. I've pulled the snake. The snake is for healing. Says you are a healer. I guess all the other stuff you guys read must be somewhere else. or have you memorized it?
Mm-hmm. One of the healers.
Yeah.
That snake is about healing.
It says you are a healer. That's what it says. Uh-huh. Well, that's kind of the idea.
Yeah.
That's the idea of the show, transformation through the written and spoken word. So somebody somewhere is going to benefit from hearing me stumble around at the beginning of the show. Perhaps it'll make them feel better about themselves.
Did you have fun tonight?
I had a lot of fun tonight. This was a good night.
Good.
And thank you for changing the subject.
I wasn't trying to change the subject.
Yes, you were. But
you were floundering there, man.
Floundering, man. You had to save me. You had to save me.
We had fun tonight.
Yes, we did. There's someone having fun right there. Well, this is, see, that's the mode you've gotten into, is we have so many people, new people doing shows.
Mm.
And Iggy has been kind of walking them through their first shows. Mm-hmm. So I think he's sort of fallen into that mode as he's here, although you are sitting in the wrong chair. Because
yeah,
they were sitting over there
yeah.
Under the cucumber box.
Yeah. The famous cucumber
the
box.
Famous cucumber box. What I'm talking about is that the cucumber box is sitting on top of the, what would you call that, just shelving unit?
Just shelving unit.
It's a shelving unit sitting behind the guest chair. And sitting on top of the shelving unit is a box marked selected cucumbers. It's got other stuff in it. I mean, it's just a box with stuff stored in it. But one of our other hosts made a comment because Iggy had taken a helpful photograph of one of our new show hosts, who happens to be a female, and sitting underneath the box of cucumbers, and that amused him. So
that amused him.
Yeah. And so I said, Iggy, how does it feel to be under the cucumber box?
Yeah, that was pretty funny.
The sick. Are they sacred cucumbers or? Okay, let's not talk about the cucumbers. I agree. I'm in agreement now. No more cucumbers. Although you have here, now see, maybe this is significant. Here we have a calculator on Iggy's desk that is green, perhaps the color. I don't know. Probably a little bit
like my ruler. It's green.
Yeah,
and
there's green everywhere, and it's the color of cucumbers surrounds me.
There's blue too.
So, yes, there is blue as well, but there is also green, a lot of green. More than you would expect to see in a basement. A well-cared-for basement.
Yeah.
In any case.
Try to do your best.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Let's do get off of this now.
It's your show.
Yes, it is. It's my show, and I'm sticking to it. We got tonight's activity to talk about. I do not... unfortunately, have walk-in dry places this evening because I neglected to bring it with me. So I might haven't quite decided what I'm going to do. I might fake it. I might talk about how I came to possess a copy of walk-in dry places. I've said a little bit about it before in the past. I don't think I've told the whole story in one place. Let me just do something else. I don't know. But why don't we start off with where we were at this evening? And to go from there. We went to see Belly Dancers this evening.
You say it with such conviction.
We were in Belly Dance. I mean, that's just... That's... Well, anyway.
Is that like you didn't want your mom to hear it?
I don't know. That's what's wrong with Belly Dancers.
Really? We went to see Belly Dancers.
We had... about the time I started working at the university, I had gotten a meal plan... for some reason. I don't really know why. But they had... they have ethnic food days, you know, like you do, honoring other cultures by eating their food. Mm-hmm. And they had a Mediterranean / Arabic day, and they had belly dancers. Which, my first direct... I won't say exposure. That's probably not the right word. That's not the word I want to use in any case. First time I'd seen belly dancers outside of a movie, and was pleased to see actual real people, and they weren't dragging people off into the bathrooms to have sex with them or anything. They were just doing their dance and having a good time. Not too long after that, I met someone who played for a belly dance cover band. They played the music for the belly dancers. So they had live music, which I always prefer live music to recorded music. I think it's much more visceral. So we had some further with the dancing until, she dumped me. And then tonight, this is sort of like the third time I've been out dancing, and I believe this is a regular event, isn't it? At this
point? Last Friday of the month, something
okay.
like that.
Yeah, and it's a troupe. They're together. We get to see all of them tonight because there were various. They explained to us various conflicts. So there were two, plus a special guest.
They were sick and had lice.
Yeah, that's
exactly what they said. So, I found that really.
They had two from the troupe and then a special guest. From a lady from Canton came down,
mm-hmm.
was friends with Myra. Someone, friend Myra, and she was friends with Adriana, who invited us, and he's showing me the highlights on his phone to distract me, so I forget to talk.
As I'm putting them on.
Yes, our friend Adriana, who does a show here on the network, invited us to the event. We went out and enjoyed that. It was a tribal style belly dance, which I understand is a sort of like a the synchronized swimming of belly dance. It's one person leading and the rest of the people sort of following, and it's the art is in the organization of the moves, which we didn't get to see a whole lot of because there were only two people. But they were very good.
I thought they did a great job.
The music was excellent, too.
For big girls, well, you know.
My experiences with belly dancers are big ones just fine.
I've seen little belly dancers, I've seen big belly dancers.
But it's the same kind of experience as going to a strip club. And I think people make that assumption. They often make that assumption. And it's not correct.
Not at all.
We're seeing an art form that's thousands of years old. The practitioners are well practiced, and they're not at all interested in well, I can't say that. They did pass the hat at the end. I was going to say they aren't at all interested in your tips. They are interested in your tips, but not in the same way as someone twirling on a pole is. So
she doesn't need a pole.
No,
she's twirling just fine.
That's right.
She did a great job. I guess she did some really intricate moves.
That's what they were saying. Again, we uneducated masses didn't. You know, it's, again, there's a lot of technical points that we're not aware of. But the boss lady would step in between numbers and say, "Okay, that was the hardest thing in the world." She just did.
Yeah,
that's cool. And we learned to do the that thing.
La 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 la. Something like that. You did it better than I did.
They taught us how to do that. La 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 la. Except I think I really think women are supposed to do that. I'm not sure that's a man thing, but they made us all do it.
Yeah. They pointed right at you though.
They did. That happens to me a lot.
I was cracking up with
people. Yeah, they picked me out of the crowd.
You with the beard?
It was a huge what? How would you guess? Couple dozen people altogether. It was a small place. It was a small place. There wasn't room for a lot of people.
Maybe a couple dozen. Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe. I guess you're right.
Where we were seated anyway, the other people kind of coming
right
in,
off
coming
the
in.
Side.
Yeah. And that's funny. It was a great space too. Mm-hmm. An older, what do I want to say? It was a coffee shop.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, one of these places in an older part of town with high ceilings and the brick walls on the inside.
Old Town East, I think it's called.
Is it?
Parsons Avenue area.
Yeah. So, no, Old Town East. Not too far from the, I think it's the health department is down there.
Yeah, the health department.
And then you go a little further down to Children's Hospital. So, yeah, interesting part of town, not one we'll deal with. So it took us a while to find. But great old building, energy. And running it, you know, people there running it to run their own sort of small business. I mean, nobody's going to turn over hundreds of thousands of dollars in that place, but you know, they turn over enough and keep it going to serve people and entertain people. And
yeah, I had a good time.
I think that it's I like dealing with people who are putting off that kind of energy and not the go, down, mine.
And the coffee was good.
Mm-hmm. Very nice. And not a chain. Mm-hmm. Or anything like
that. Just a neighborhood place.
Yeah. So how many stars?
The belly dancing?
Yeah, how many stars? Either way, how do you want to do?
Okay. The coffee was out of what number? Out of what?
Out of five.
Out of five?
Five.
Buffy was probably was 4.
Okay.
Hot
Chocolate was 4, I'd say.
All right. Belly Dancers.
Dancers.
I'll let you pick now. Out of 5.
Out of 5. As only because there weren't enough of them to really do the tribal.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna go 3.5 on the tribal dancers, and then I'll go 4.5 on the guest dancer.
Okay, I will go on the tribal dancers. I will go 4.5.
Okay,
and I'll have to go to 5 with the guest dancer.
So you go high and I go low. I'm the East German judge.
Yes, you are the East German judge. I am the Japanese judge. Yes.
You're that Russian judge who took the money for the French
really?
Ice dancers. So that was...
No, I thought Myra did a great job. I mean,
yeah.
You could obviously tell that she was way more advanced in her style of,
yes.
Mm-hmm. of dance and intricate movements and moving that cane around.
Yeah.
Then I think the only other person I've seen move a cane or dance the cane is Adriana at the restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
And Mariah said she was interested in coming down to our Saturday event.
Mm-hmm.
So that could be fun.
We were all on a date.
Yeah.
Trying to explain to Todd what we were all on a date.
They're trying to explain it to me.
Todd's like, what a date?
It was me and Iggy and Adriana and Mary, who all we were all in Well, that wasn't broadcast, so I wasn't. I was about to say we were all in the meeting where we were having, where we were discussing how Blog Talk Radio is going to take over the world.
Right.
But you guys don't know about that, so that reference probably doesn't make any sense to you, does it? But anyway, you know, you're telling a shitty story when you keep saying "but anyway." That's how you know.
That's why I'm laughing, man.
You've gone down the wrong path.
I had fun with you.
I did too.
I had a great date. I had a great time with you.
Yeah.
It was fun.
We'll have to do this again.
Yeah, it was nice looking across the table, looking at your eyes there.
Because we went out for food afterwards too. We all went. What was the name of that place? Do we want to mention on the air?
Jimmy V's.
Ultra Row in Grandview.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, that was fun. How many stars do you give the restaurant?
out of what? Out of 10?
No, we're going to 5. Stick with 5. Let's be consistent.
All right. Server was probably 4. I'll give him 4.
Yeah.
Food was probably about 3.5. Some of my year was a little burnt and dry, but yeah. Company that I kept tonight? 5.5.
5.5. There you go. Say 12. Ha ha. Rated out of 5 stars, I think, is good. Well, it depends on whether you get have a 0-star rating or if it's 1 through 5.
Yeah.
But I was saying 5 stars, if it's 0, 1, 2, wait a minute, it's the other way around. Yeah, if it's 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, then you can't go right up the middle.
Right, but we already did that.
Right. So, I mean, you can't just, you have to pick everything needs to be just a little bit positive or just a little bit negative. So that's why I like to pick an odd number. And then I forget whether it's an odd number I want or an even number. Little trick we used to... Little trick I learned in graduate school.
So what was your ratings?
I forget.
Short-term memory loss.
I wasn't real... I got a chorizo cheesy thing. What's the word for cheesy?
Queso,
that's right. Chorizo, queso. I like the touch. The jalapenos were a nice touch.
Were they hot?
They were.
I didn't see you suffer there.
No, I cover it well. The food was pretty. I think I'll go 4 and 4.
Okay, that's cool.
I don't want to be unfair to the server because I'm always disappointed when I don't get a female server.
Well, you could have made him into a female server in your mind, I guess.
I know.
Todd.
Why would I want to do
it? Use your imagination, Todd. Come on.
He had a beard.
Well, he could have been a bearded woman, you know?
Hmm? Bearded woman. Like
what you got against bearded women, huh?
In Freak Show. Kathy yeah. Bates in Freak right. Show. Well, that's pretty. I mean, we've wasted 20 minutes of the show already. I think he's trying to convince me to expand to an hour or about 45 minutes. But he also wants to give somebody else the half hour after mine. And you can't do both of those things.
Right.
So
you have an hour
to,
if you want to.
You're going to have to make up a. Yeah, I have nothing to say. Why do I want an hour? I have absolutely nothing interesting to say tonight, but that's not unusual. But I don't know. Do I want to tell the Walk-In Dry Places story? Do you want the Walk-In Dry Places story? Do you want to hear it?
The Walk-In Dry Places.
Yeah. What I've been doing is, see, you've been paying such close attention to my show, Iggy. I've been doing a reading from. I have a daily meditation book.
Oh yeah.
It's called Walk-In Dry Places, and I like it because it often gives focus to a show, so it would be really useful tonight. Whatever it is, I've started I'll start to talk about something, and then I'll do the reading, and then I'll try and talk about what try and frame what I was talking about before.
Mm-hmm.
I take something from the reading, and it's had some interesting results. The book itself came from two friends from mine in the program, the 12-step program. I was in the book is an Alcoholics Anonymous book, a Hazelden book, which is mostly if you know that brand name, it's mostly I won't say mostly, it's a lot of AA stuff. And they got it for me as a gift on the 1 year anniversary of my sobriety, which not having received a lot, my friends and family, particularly my family, weren't they struggled a lot with the idea of my not being sober, of my needing the program. And so I never felt comfortable sharing milestones with them. Milestones didn't really mean anything to them. My family looked upon my use of substances as a character flaw, something that I had to work on in that way, as opposed to 12-step, which sees addiction as sort of a force of nature.
Mm-hmm.
So it was, and as always at meetings, there's recognition, but everybody gets recognized at meetings. It's not personal or personalized. And so to receive this gift from two of my friends in the program was very special to me. An acknowledgement of a lot of hard work that went into that year. I fell short three different times, I believe. Well, it depends on how many. In the early, you could count a lot of them, fits and starts. But a number of times, I fell short. I didn't make it to a year. When I finally did, I mean, that was, you can look at it one way and say, well, it's just that's an arbitrary number of days. But on the other hand, I mean, it's one revolution around the sun. And there's I feel like there's significance to that, that path that we trace over and over again. I mean, it's an opportunity when you, it's like when your birthday comes along, it's an opportunity you have to look at where you've been and what you've done, what you've accomplished, and what might lie ahead. Sobriety anniversary is very much the same thing. I'm coming up on 5 now.
5 what?
5 years. Last, and I did, I have to say that, that first anniversary, I mean, that wasn't, I've fallen off since then.
Yeah, I remember
And had to start over. I can't think, have I started over? I may have had to start over twice since then. But, and my life has gotten more and more interesting. I mean, there certainly aren't fewer stressors than there used to be. There are a lot more. So there's always a reason to sit down with Mr. Jack. I was going to say Jack Daniels, but I never tried. Jim Beam was always my favorite. But anyway, I'll say Jack Daniels because that's what was coming out. To sit down with Mr. Jack Daniels and discuss your problem. So I mean the idea of walk in dry places, the idea that the book itself was about maintaining sobriety for a period of time. And walk in dry places is don't go out and get into trouble. You know, a good way to not stay sober is to go into places where you're very likely old places, hanging out with people used to get in trouble with. That's a constant struggle. I'm living in the same place. I do from time to time run across those people. And what do? I have to work with my program friends. I have to work with my spiritual friends to see that I remain healthy, that I don't compromise the things that I'm working on just because I feel a moment of anxiety or a moment of emptiness. So that's that. Any comments on that, sir?
No, I remember when you were to keep track, like on Facebook,
mm-hmm.
two or three years ago, I remember you would like write on 200 days sober or whatever, and you know, this and that. And it was just, it was religiously every day.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, I didn't see it. And so I'm going, that's well, I didn't think about it. Then another day went by, I didn't see anything. Then third day, then I realized that, well, Todd decided that, you know, he was going to do something different today with his life on that particular, you know, situation with, you know, how he approaches his healing about drinking, so.
Well, I mean, there were some points that it was just I don't think whenever a period of sobriety ended, I don't remember just stopping talking about sobriety. I remember talking about what had happened.
Mm-hmm.
Usually in very general terms, because usually what happened would involve somebody else, and I didn't want to give away. I mean, their part of the story wasn't mine to give away.
Right, I understand.
So often, sometimes that just the exercise of saying I've been sober this long just didn't seem to be useful anymore. So it would drop off. I'm conscious that sometimes I give away more of my personal business than I ought to. It's just not necessary for me to maintain my sobriety to give that stuff away. Sometimes it's detrimental. I'm just running over old stuff in my head.
Mm-hmm.
That's now see where we're at.
Mm-hmm.
That was our 90-second warning. I don't know. We were talking. Iggy, you've been trying to extend the show.
Oh, you can keep talking.
Why don't we go on. I'm playing some hit from this. Why don't I just go on a little bit longer? If folks want to stick with us. I know I've surprised you. if you don't want to hang in more than the usual 30 minutes, don't feel like you have to. But we're going to go on just a little bit longer here. My 5 years. April 30th is the day would be my 5 years. And I remember very well. I told the story. I wrote it on my blog. Story of what had happened, and I'm not feeling the need to go over it right now. But it was a terrifying, terrifying day, a terrifying experience. I'll tell you, I ended up in my car, hiding behind a dumpster, convinced that the police were coming after me, and just horrified at what was going to happen when they picked me up. And I'm saying everything is. everything that I had worked for in my life up to that. I'm trying to turn things around. I got here. I moved to Columbus to be in a PhD program, and I had been ignoring my responsibilities within that program, and then put myself in a position where I could have been arrested, jailed. I had what is that called? Someone. I went to a meeting once. This is probably going further than I really should. I mean, from a confidentiality standpoint, probably not from an anonymity standpoint, but anyway, there are certain. I was looking over. I was going to a meeting, a big meeting of AAs, and I noticed that in some of the program they listed. Of course, they have meetings going on all the time, and they had listed. Some of them were listed. I think it was category 2, category 3, something like class 2, class 3, something like that. I didn't understand what that meant, so I asked my sponsor, and he said those are meetings for offenders, people who have broken the law, and 3 is more serious than 2, and it's because they have special needs for anonymity. If you're I think you probably understand. And I kind of chuckled and I said, well, I'm glad I don't need those meetings. And he said, what do you mean? I said, well, because, you know, I'm not, you know, I haven't been, I mean, what did he say first? It was, he said, my sponsor said, you've told me some of your history. And you've been in some trends, in some bad scrapes, you know, some places where you could have been. You could have been arrested. And I said, yeah, but I was never caught. You know, I was never actually arrested. And my sponsor said, what difference does that make? Mm-hmm. You did it. You put yourself in danger. Mm-hmm. A period of time, it was actually a different experience where I came home one day and I had a message on my answering machine from the county sheriff's department asking me to call them back. Now, I don't know if it had anything to do with something I'd done, maybe even something I don't remember. I mean, there's plenty of stuff I did that plenty of times I woke up at home or in a friend's house or in a stranger's house not knowing how I'd gotten there. So I'm in fear. I never did return the call. And I think, are they going to show up at my front door? Are they going to show up at work, you know, to come get me? And that's what I lived with all the time. The possibility of apprehension and punishment, and here I was in this day 5 years ago, having risked all those things again. I mean, there are things that I have. I said there are a lot of things I've forgotten. There are a lot of things I haven't. There are a lot of things I have clearly in my mind when the statute of limitations it runs out. So, and it's still okay. When am I in the clear for this? When am I in the clear for that? It's a crappy way to live. It draws all of your energy away from being useful to people.
Well, I think you cared, though. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's like some people do stuff and then they don't really care,
mm-hmm.
So they break the law, you know, or they do something, violate probation. And I think you have a conscience, even though you were probably drinking at the time, whatever. But when you're sober, your conscience is there, and then you can feel it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just guessing.
Mm-hmm. Conscience, yeah, that's it.
You know what right is wrong.
I know what is wrong is right. And whatever the reason was that I took whatever emptiness I was trying to fill, whatever pain I was trying to alleviate.
So how do you feel today?
I'm tired. Huh? I feel tired today. I feel tired today, but I did. I had a lot of fun today. You know, I feel, because I went to the restaurant we went to, had alcohol available, mm-hmm. and it wasn't, I didn't even think about it. I do think about it sometimes. Mm-hmm. I know when starting to feel me, mm-hmm. I know to get in touch, you know, with my sponsor, with another AA counselor, with a friend, someone in my spiritual circle. I know what to do. Now, I haven't in the past. I haven't always done it, but I'm gaining strength. I have to be aware that it's something I'm always going to have to look out for. It's not something that's ever going to go away. I just have to keep working to. And this is something that's sort of my understanding sort of goes away from AAs. An AA would tell you that it doesn't matter what the source of the problem was. They don't care. They don't spend any time on it. I think that my recovery becomes easier as I discover the original motivations behind the problem,
mm-hmm.
what it was that made me want to drink in the first place. It's just my belief. I think that it gets easier as I learn more.
So a tree, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. I am feeling rather tired now, so I think I am going to end our overtime session.
All right.
But it's been instructive. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Iggy, for staying up with me.
Mm-hmm.
And,
I think I can read from this side of the table. For some reason, I can't read over there.
Huh.
Like, I think I could sit here and open a book and read.
Oh.
It's an insight I just discovered. I don't know why.
I don't know why it would be. There's,
I don't know. It's just
plenty of light.
Just the angle, and there's more room too.
Could be. There's all that cucumber energy over there.
Yeah. I don't know. First time I felt it, you guys.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you, I haven't done any promos, but I'll do a couple here before we get off.
Yeah. Okay.
You saw that this is with InsightsRadio.com, and we have undertaken a massive expansion,
mm-hmm.
of our program offerings. I'm going to just mention, because I was on the show yesterday, Thursday was a spontaneous
spirit talk.
Spirit talk, where we just throw out some topics to talk about them.
Mm-hmm.
And then right after that, we have Throwback Thursday, which is where we bring back one of the shows from the archives.
Mm-hmm.
We just had Chief Fowler's show on yesterday.
Right.
Which is a very, very interesting and sort of a historical look, because a lot of the stuff he was talking about you can listen to what he says about it, and then maybe you know, or maybe you can go to the Nemenha website and find out where things are at now. And I found it interesting to just sort of take that journey. Yeah, this thing was set. His words were set, you know, in 2009, and now here's where we are today.
Mm-hmm.
And looking at it through that lens, I found it to be very instructive.
And there's a few things that are same, and there's a few things, mm-hmm. that have changed.
We have a couple of monthly shows. Most of our shows are every week.
Mm-hmm.
We've taken Wednesday and are dividing it up between a number of hosts. We have two in that. We have three in that slot now. There's B cubed
with Rebecca Johnson.
Yeah, and Lions Lair. That's Adriana's show.
Mm-hmm.
What's the third one?
Gypsy Wagon with Don.
Gypsy
Johnson.
Wagon. Oh yeah, because that was the first one.
Yeah,
and I've completely forgotten about it.
Yeah.
She wasn't in the call. She wasn't in the meeting.
No, she had to do a women's thing.
Oh, that's right. I remember. Okay. So that's Mark Matheny's new show is still relatively new on Fridays. Lunchtime Wisdom is still fairly new on Tuesday.
Lunchtime Wisdom Cafe now.
Oh, cafe. Do you have café au lait at the cafe? You don't have a croissant. Some wisdom croissant.
And we have guests on that show, and we interview leaders in the community who help people with motivation and coaching and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
They that show's more about, you know, empowering people with wisdom and stuff.
Mm-hmm. And then the anchor show, of course, is Iggy and Friends on Mondays. And I'm here. I'm still here.
Yeah.
Almost 4 years now.
Yeah.
Fridays at midnight. And again, we may have another host joining me in the 12:30 slot. We're not exactly sure how that's going to work. We want to make this something, not just something that we're, you know, messing around with in the basement. We want to expand and continue to provide you with this with information and entertainment. I would like to remind you that this is listener-supported radio. Your generosity helps us keep going. So if you visit our website with insightsradio.com, there's a little donation procedure there you can go through. Give us as Spirit leads you to do. I think that's all I have for this evening. And once more, thanks for joining me. This is so weird because I'm used to waiting for looking at the countdown while I get ready to click the button. There's no countdown now.
Yeah, you just hit end.
Just hit end, and that's like this is my godly my power now. It's my God. I can end the episode. Let it end, and then it ends.
Let it end.
Let it end. Please, they say, let it end. I do thank you all for listening. There's no reason for me to be here if you're not. I'm just some guy rattling off about his problems. So, my belief, my faith is that Spirit is directing me to say something that someone out there needs to hear. So
I like your show.
I like my show too.
I mean, I get to listen to it from time to time when I'm not super busy. You should go back and listen to your first show.
I did, actually, when I started the archive, which is kind of stalled now. And I didn't really say much in the first show. I talked for like 15 minutes about what I thought the show was going to be, which is nothing like it became.
You listen to your second show.
Yeah. I listened to my show that I did in Houston and everything got screwed up. I listened to the one where the babies were talking to me.
I love that episode. You're like, are these babies? I'm like, what? And then I was like thinking, what could it be? You had a window open.
Yeah, I had Blog Talk open in another window, there was an ad playing. And I didn't realize that.
Hear that? You're like, did you hear that? Can you guys hear that? Oh, my God. This is It was kind of comical.
Because it was coming through my headphones.
And yeah, really
I
funny.
I didn't know if it was going out or not, and it turned out it wasn't. It was just something that was coming on my
And you know,
computer.
I sat there, remember, trying to figure out what it was, and then we went kind of back in time. We kind of went back what you did, and we figured it out. That was kind of funny. Mm-hmm. It was cute.
There was the one, we were talking about entries from this show that might possibly make Throwback Thursday.
Yeah, it's going to be what? Two shows back to back.
Yeah, mine would have to be two if it fill up the 60 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought the one we did coming back from Great Council last September would be a good one. And then also, I don't know if I'm going to mention this or not, but I did one at my high school reunion.
I was kind of
proud of. I'll find it for you because I was getting, I didn't quite reach it in my archiving, but I know I'm getting close because it's August of that year. And I got it like May. I need to get to August to get to it. Yeah, just people that haven't seen for 30 years.
Or maybe I did listen to them. I don't remember. It's been so long now. But.
And just kept handing the phone. I was doing my show on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
I just had I'd hand on the phone and ask them to say something nice about me. That kind of strokes the ego, you know?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm really going to end the episode now.
All right.
Thank you for listening.
So we're going to talk about next week.
Something else.
Something else?
I don't know where are you taking me yet next week.
I don't know.
We're moving just slightly, ever so slightly closer to my being back in the city. Mm-hmm. So you could take me someplace every Friday.
Sounds good. We do something.
Yeah.
Fridays and Saturdays.
It's funny. I don't have to worry about. I don't have to half whisper when I do the show here. When I'm back at my parents' house, I don't want to wake them up.
Right. Right.
So, and I also don't sage or smoke or anything. I didn't do today because we just stepped out of the.
Well, we got blessed by the Billy Dancers.
Okay.
They saged us because they did. I think they did do sage.
Yes, they had some stuff they were doing.
So.
Okay. Thank you for joining us, and please rejoin me next week at midnight. Have a pleasant good evening.